We heard in the first reading from the second book of Chronicles. Probably been a while since you've spent time in the second book of Chronicles. It has been a while for me. But we hear of the Lord tirelessly sending messenger after messenger to his people, and doing so out of compassion for his people. And this isn't merely something of a time long ago, but messengers who have been sent to God's people right here and now. And one of those messengers that is particularly dear to us, through whom God's compassion and mercy is proclaimed, is the little flower herself, Saint Therese, who, in another way for me, is an icon of simplicity. Her faith was truly heroic, and yet it wasn't expressed in grandiose ways. Everything she did, she simply did with a sincerity of heart. She lived a very ordinary life, rather mundane, and yet, in that very ordinariness, God's beauty, goodness, and truth radiates. It gives me a lot of hope in my daily living. For Therese, little things done sincerely with love always charm the heart of Jesus. Doing little things with great love. In the spirit of Therese, this spirit of simplicity and a spirit of making do with what God has given to us, a couple of years ago, we commissioned here at the parish a local engineering and architectural firm, SSOE, to complete a comprehensive study of the buildings and campus. We wanted to gather the facts to put together a plan moving forward, so that priority items can be identified and handled. And that's exactly what we've been doing with the master plan that's been created and shared, and we've been following it. And what wonderful accomplishments we've already had in this short period of time. Part of the plan identified as a top priority what are actually four separate roofs. Believe me, I only learned about this stuff recently. But in what we call the narthex, which is actually four different buildings, four different roofs that extend all the way from the St. Francis room to the bathrooms, those four roofs, 25 years old, all need to be replaced. Now, you don't have to be an architect or an engineer to know that, because the stains on the ceiling tile are not decorative. And when there's a deluge, the good ushers see to it that we have buckets collecting the water. Through the expertise and dedication of the Finance Council, we have been working to set aside monies to be able to handle the roofs this summer. That was all part of the plan. That's about a $50,000 expense, and we've saved and we're using well resources to handle that. With the roofs before us, it gave us the occasion to at least look at other aspects of the master plan with the interior space. And I am so overjoyed to share with you that we have received a most generous gift that will pay for the entirety of the narthex interior to be renovated. Amen to that. Yeah. It is a great blessing that we have received by means of our trying to take the message of Therese to heart. And the interior of the narthex will be simple. In the spirit of Therese, we will make good with what we have. resisting becoming grandiose. We're going to create a space that feels warmer, that's more open and comfortable, all the while making sure that the sacred character of what we are about as followers of Jesus and members of our church is clearly displayed. We're going to create a space that is even more welcoming, that will include automatic doors from the parking lot into the narthex, that will, of course, preserve the beautiful mosaic mural, that will include safer flooring, better lighting, more natural light, and it will be a more harmonious connection with the church itself. So the roofs will be replaced this summer. Some of that work will begin later this spring. And then the interior, all being done through a most generous gift so that we have it fully funded, makes the renovation possible. And I just say thanks be to God. I praise Him and I thank Him for His goodness. Construction of the interior will begin as soon as school ends at the end of May, and it will be completed before the celebration of our 90th anniversary as a parish on September the 23rd. The church will remain open throughout this process for weekend masses, for funerals, for weddings, and for baptisms. Daily Mass will be celebrated in a different location in the building, and we're still working that out at this moment. We'll keep you fully informed, of course, with that and any other pertinent announcements. For your convenience, question and answer sheets have been compiled that are for you. If you didn't pick one up coming in, please feel free to take one on the way out. They're next to posters depicting some of the concept designs that you've seen on the monitors, all of which will be uploaded to the website with time, and to share the question and answers with others. Friends, again, the message of God is a message of compassion and mercy that we have received. And of course, it's for us not only to receive that message, but to embrace the call of Christ to become the messengers, and by means of how we act, invite others into the relationship with Christ and His church that has been so meaningful for us, not hoarding it, but generously making it available to others. Saint Therese of Lisieux, the little flower of Jesus, pray for us.